Alcoa expected its application for a new federal hydropower license on the Yadkin River would be controversial. So right from the start, it rounded up 22 different business, community, and environmental groups, as well as a few state agencies, to hammer out a settlement that would head off lawsuits that could slow the process down. The 130-page relicensing settlement agreement was signed in 2007 and promised a host of land and water improvements. In exchange, the signers promised not to speak ill of Alcoa's license effort, and the muzzle held tight until now.
We're a bit caught off guard here.
Alcoa Vice President Kevin Anton is referring to a recent letter sent by the North Carolina Wildlife Resources Commission, in which the state agency announces it is withdrawing from the settlement agreement. Gordon Myers is the commission's executive director.
It was a view of the commission that they should press pause on this while these other issues are being resolved.
The other issues are twofold. First, there's a new lawsuit from the state, with backing by Governor Pat McCrory, challenging Alcoa's claim to land beneath the Yadkin River. And second, the State Division of Water Quality has twice now denied a key certificate Alcoa needs in order to be granted a federal license. Much of the tension ties to a series of internal emails uncovered during an earlier legal fight that seemed to show Alcoa executives willfully deceiving state regulators about the quality of water running through its dams. The Wildlife Resources Commission was particularly troubled by those emails. Its decision to withdraw from the settlement has sent a tremor through the environmental and conservation groups that signed on back in 2007, largely because the state was so gung-ho about it. Here's Jason Walzer of the Land Trust for Central North Carolina.
Now, with the Wildlife Resource Commission no longer being a part, and the governor and presumably the Department of Environment and Natural Resources not being at our side, it certainly changes things quite a bit.
Walzer says the board of the Land Trust for Central North Carolina voted last summer, in a divided outcome, to stay with the settlement because of thousands of riverfront acres Alcoa is promising to preserve for wildlife and recreation. But Walzer says the board will likely revisit that vote by the end of this year. Another environmental group, American Rivers, flatly refused to even discuss its participation in the settlement with WFAE. But the Nature Conservancy still stands by the deal, says Eric Krieger of the South Carolina chapter.
There are a lot of stakeholders that sat at that table and hammered out this agreement. And it wasn't always easy, but there was a lot of hard work that went into crafting all these provisions. And we don't feel inclined to go back and recreate it.
Krieger admits he's troubled by emails that appear to show Alcoa executives deceiving state regulators. But he says the settlement requires the company to meet certain water quality standards, period. And he says state and federal regulators are responsible to enforce those standards. One of those regulators, the North Carolina Department of Environment and Natural Resources, has not formally withdrawn from the settlement, but says it's exploring its options. Even so, Alcoa's Kevin Anton sees no chance of the 2007 settlement unraveling, and he notes a few new groups have even signed on. But the original goal of avoiding litigation has not worked out. Alcoa's application for a new hydropower license on the Yadkin River is now hung up by two lawsuits with the state of North Carolina. For WFAE News, I'm Julie Rose in Charlotte.